Partnership Brazil-France launches third submarine. Brazil expects the binational program to generate around 60,000 jobs. Tonelero, the third submarine resulting from the partnership between Brazil and France under the Submarine Development Program, PROSUB, is now afloat and will soon be submerged in Brazilian waters. The ceremony to christen and launch the vessel was attended by the presidents of both countries, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Emmanuel Macron, at the Itaguaí Naval Complex in southern Rio de Janeiro. Today, Brazil is part of a small group of countries that dominate the construction of submarines. PROSUB stands as Brazil's largest and most significant international defense cooperation project. It secures Brazilian sovereignty along our coastline, bolsters the naval industry, generating jobs and income, and drives the development of the sector through significant innovation, President Lula remarked during the event. Lula highlighted that in 2025, the bicentennial of relations between the two countries will be celebrated, and the Angostura, the program's fourth submarine, will be launched. President Macron and I have agreed to further this effort by establishing the Bilateral Armaments Committee, aimed at fostering synergies and enhancing greater balance in our defense product trade, he added. Macron in his speech, Macron noted that the shipyard constructed to manufacture the submarine is among the most advanced globally and the only one of its kind in South America. We have never shared our expertise to this extent before, as we are now doing with Brazil. We are incredibly proud to have done so, remarked the French president. Macron added that peaceful powers like France and Brazil must speak with firmness and strength, if they do not wish to be subservient to other nations. We share the same worldview. We reject a world trapped in conflict between two major powers. We must defend our independence, our sovereignty, and international law. Also present at the event, Brazil's Defense Minister José Múcio emphasized that investments in the armed forces' strategic projects extend far beyond fulfilling the demands of defending the homeland. We're talking about job creation, high qualifications, increased income, and revenue, he stated. Impact. According to the Planalto Presidential Palace, PROSUB is expected to have a significant impact on the country's economy, generating over 60,000 direct and indirect jobs. Approximately 700 companies are involved in the project. The Tonelero submarine, conventional diesel-electric submarine, measuring over 71 meters in length and weighing 1,870 tons, will undergo tests to assess its stability in the maritime environment, as well as its navigation and combat systems. Through the technology transfer outlined in the partnership with France, Brazil will enhance its capabilities to design, build, operate, and maintain both conventional and nuclear-powered submarines. PROSUB has already seen the delivery of the Humaita and Riachuelo submarines. Following the Tonelero, the next delivery will be the Angostura conventional submarine. Additionally, there are plans to construct the Brazilian nuclear-powered submarine Álvaro Alberto. Brazilian Navy Commander Admiral Marcos Sampaio de Olson highlighted that Brazil and France share converging interests across various areas. He emphasized that, acquiring a nuclear-powered submarine, the pinnacle of national defense assets, will signify a distinctive enhancement in deterrence capability, strengthening national security and sovereignty.